Yes, Rhett Walker, new music. Spirit 105.3. My name is Sarah. Getting to know our new morning host along with you. His name is Scott. I made him stay late today. Sorry, buddy. Tell me all of your traveling tips because you're so seasoned.
I'm pretty streamlined when I get to SeaTac, and I've got some SeaTac hacks that I call them. There are a couple things. You can look at what the obvious nearest line is for your airline. And if you're going to fly Alaska Airlines, so are a lot of other people. So go down to the next TSA checkpoint. You don't have to go to the one closest to what you think is your terminal if you can walk a little bit farther.
Which saves you time.
Saves you time.
Next tip.
When you arrive at SeaTac and you're leaving the airport, you do not have to go down to baggage claim.
But Scott, the signs tell me to do that.
I know. So you just keep walking past those and then you go down one escalator right to the overpass to the garage.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical.
Okay.
There you are with your backpack, ready to put your earbuds in.
Right.
And then you find me in front of you with my husband, a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, and an 11-year-old. A whole lot of gear, no Alaska app.
Right.
A bottle of water.
Right. That you forgot was in your bag.
Yep. I'm looking a little stressed. What do you do?
Go to the next line.
Laughter, encouragement, and connections online with other moms.